I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. Well, as you can tell, it is hot out there. And the National Weather Service Las Vegas is predicting the first level 3 major heat risk of the year, topping out at 105 degrees in Bishop and 120 degrees in Furnace Creek by this Saturday. Officials recommend making a plan to reduce heat-related illnesses and find cooler temperatures indoors and limiting outdoor activity as much as possible. Major level 3 heat risk will also likely be in the communities of Aspendale and Big Pine. Learn the signs of heat illness, look out for others who are more sensitive to heat, and check the list of cooling centers around the county that are open for some relief during business hours. Take precautions. Drink water if you're not even thirsty, 8 ounces every 15 minutes or so. Avoid caffeine, alcohol, and sugary drinks, which are kind of made to dehydrate you. Stay indoors in air-conditioned spaces as much as possible. Ensure your vehicle's maintenance is the best it can be and stock it with emergency supplies such as water. Avoid strenuous activity, especially outdoors if possible. Check on vulnerable individuals and assist those who are not able to call for help. Protect your pets and do not leave them in the car. Note the signs of heat illness beforehand, address it before life-threatening situations occur. To find cooling centers, go to ready.inyo.org, or you can find the post on our Facebook page by Ready Inyo's post of all the different locations where you can find cooling centers. Mammoth Jazz Fest is a two-day free festival happening this weekend. It's going to be Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. On the 10th, it's going to be from 3 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. And then on Saturday, it's going to be 12 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. It's going to be at the Village in Mammoth. Connect with them at mammothjazzfest.org for more information. Sponsored by Appliances of Mammoth, Mammoth Lakes, California, and Doorstep Deliveries. From the Mammoth Lakes Foundation, it's with great sadness that Mammoth Lakes Foundation shares the passing of Judy Bornfeld. Judy was a beloved member of the board and a dedicated champion of the Eastern Sierra. Her kindness, generosity, and unwavering commitment to serving others left a lasting impact on our organization and throughout the community. She will be missed deeply, and her legacy of compassion will continue to inspire. Our hearts are with Michael and Bornfeld family, and all who knew and loved Judy during this difficult time. Important state-mandated CCW changes are taking effect in 2026, effective of April 1st, 2026. Permits expired more than 90 days can no longer be renewed. A new CCW application and 16-hour training course will be required effective September 1st of 2026. All renewals will require new live scan fingerprints. California DOJ approval will be required prior to issuance. To help permit holders stay compliant, MCSO, that would be the Mammoth County Sheriff's Office, now allows renewals up to 60 days before expiration and will send reminder notices at 60 and 30 days before your permit expires. Updates for 2027 will Assembly Bill 1948 was recently signed into law, and beginning January 1st, 2027, standard California CCW licenses may be issued for up to 3 years, an increase from the current 2-year license term. For some fun and exciting cool news, the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department's 250th anniversary derby car is being stripped and will be raffled off at this year's fair. Stay tuned for pictures and more details. We'll be posting those to Sierra Way Media on Facebook and Instagram. And we also want to know who's ready for the second annual KSRW FM 92.5 Classic Cruise. You know, the one that we do up and down Main Street? We want to create a playlist, but no one's putting any songs out there. People are saying they want to go, but we need a playlist. So maybe I'll put another post out there to get people excited about it. We're looking at doing it on August 15th. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go, guess what, SierraWave.net or Facebook at Instagram. Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com for nearly 30 years. No, wow. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And if you want a quicker, more compact news, check out Sierra Rundown with Lily on all of our social media platforms.